Every time I read this gospel, I think of my dad, principally because my dad is the one person I know who could sleep in a boat that was being tossed about in a storm. My dad has narcolepsy, actually, and so I've had opportunities, even when I'm visiting home, to celebrate a mass where it was just me and my dad, in fact. And so I tell guys, don't ever worry if you see somebody falling asleep when you're preaching, because I've been there with just me and my dad, and he's fallen asleep in the midst of my homily. So, but I obviously understand it's his condition, but he would have been able, like Jesus, to sleep in that boat. But on a serious point here, I think sometimes an aspect of the gospel and of our faith that we overlook or that we miss out on is a real sense of wonder. A real sense of wonder that we get from this gospel. What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey? And we sort of read these stories and we go, okay, yeah, he calmed the sea. Oh, he walked on water. He cured this person. There's a book by author Peter Kreef, and this is the title of the book is Jesus Shock. And part of the point he wants to make is that these stories should shock us in some sense. They should fill us with a sense of awe and wonder. But perhaps because we've heard these stories so many times, we just go, oh, yeah, Jesus walked on water. Oh, he calmed the sea. And so, my brothers and sisters, I think it's important for us to really take a moment to pause, to really reflect upon what happened here, something that's being handed on to us through eyewitnesses who saw Jesus, right, calm the sea, which of course is a revelation to them of who he is, right? Because only God can do these sorts of things, control nature. And so may we take the time to allow Scripture to shock us in that holy way, to really be filled with a sense of awe and wonder at God. And I think as we find ourselves filled with that sense of awe and wonder, it helps us to fall on our knees before God, to really recognize who it is we come here to worship. So may we strive to have a deeper sense, right, of awe and wonder, but also ask the Lord in this Mass to fill us with a greater awareness of his grandeur and make that effort on our own part through our own study and prayer with Scripture to revisit and to try and see things through the eyes of those who first experienced this.